Mesechta Schulin, Daf Samach Aleph, the last line on Daf Samach Amud Beis, and our Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah taught us that although B'negeya Behemah Nechaya, Tari specifies the exact same money Tahira in order to make an animal tar. Similarly, we find the exact same money Tahira by Dagim, as well as some of the same money Tahira by Chagavim, Mefurish in the Torah. However, our Mishnah taught us, Simoni Ha'oif Loi Nemru, that the Torah doesn't specify the Simonim of Ha'oif, was only taught to us by the Chachamim. The Mishnah then brought down four simoni taira. That number one, a bird that is tar or kosher is enoi deres. Number two, it has etzba yisera. Number three, it's yesh bei zefek. And finally, number four, kukuvanin niklaf. As we will see in our Gemara, that a nesher is the first tamei bird that's listed by the taira. Ein rabbeinu tam adaf samach gimel, who defines this as an eagle. Some define this bird as the griffin vulture, as we will see in the brisa, that this is the semel and the example of all the birds that will be tamei, and in Nesha has none of the simoni taira. And number one, it's deres. Number two, it doesn't have an etzba yisera. Number three, it doesn't have a zefek. And number four, its gizzard is not able to be peeled easily. Therefore, the Braisa will teach us that we learn the dinim of simoni taira by a bird from the nesher. And as long as a bird has at least one simoni taira, then the bird will be tar. When the taira brings a list of 24 birds that are tamei, these are the only exceptions, and these would be the only birds that are tamei. And although aside from the nesher, the other 23 birds have at least one simon of taira, but the Torah teaches us, Xeris HaKosov, that these birds are considered tamei, even though they have a simon taira. Let's keep in mind that the only two birds that are mentioned in the taira that we know are kosher and are tar are only turim and b'yayna, which we define as turtle doves and young pigeons. The Torah doesn't actually specify that these birds are tar, but the Torah tells us that these are the birds that can be brought as karbanos, and we know that we can't bring any animal that's tamei as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it must be that the Torah is also teaching us that Torim and Bnei Yoina are tar and are kosher. And since the Metzius is that Torim and Bnei Yoina have all four simoni taira, and number one, they're not deris, number two, they have an etzba yisera, number three, they both have a zefek, and number four, kukuvani niklav, therefore our Gemara will be bothered. Why would we say that the nesher should be the simol, be used as the prototypical bird that is tamei? Therefore, aside for the other 23 birds that the Torah specifies are tamei, any other bird that has at least one simon taira will be tar. Maybe we should actually use the Torim and Bnei Yoina as the prototypical birds that are tar, and we would therefore learn that the only birds that will be tar are only those birds that have four simoni taira. But if it actually is missing any of these simonim, then it will be tamei. This will be the entire topic of Daf Samach Aleph. And as we already mentioned, the Torah speaks about the taira of birds in two places. Number one, in Parshas Shemini, and number two, in Parshas Re'eh. As we will see, that the Torah doesn't actually list 24 birds, and it lists 20 different birds. And the Torah also uses the word l'minoi once, l'minehu once, and the word l'mina two times. And therefore, we come to a total of 24 different birds, different species of birds that are tamei. And in Parshas Shemini, the Torah lists 20 different birds that are tamei. Let us quickly review the list. And the Torah lists number one, the Nesher, number two, the Peres, number three, the Aznia, number four, the Da'ah, number five, Ayah, number six, the Urev, number seven, the Basayayna, number eight, the Tachmas, number nine, the Shachaf, number 10, the Nates, number 11, the Kais, number 12, the Sholach, number 13, the Yanchov, number 14, Hatan Shemes, number 15, Haka'os, number 16, Haracham, number 17, the Chasida, number 18, the Anafa, number 19, had the Chufis, and number 20, had Talif, and that Talif is defined as the bat. Then, since the Torah uses the term of min four different times, and as the Torah states in regard to the Ayah, that's Ayah Lamina, and regarding the Erev, called Erev Laminai, and regarding the Nates, Ha Nates Lamineu, and regarding the Anafa Lamina, so 20 plus 4 equals 24 different variations of birds that are Tamei. The Gemara will discuss that in Pashas Re'eh, the list in the Torah actually varies a little bit from the list in the Parshas Shemini. Number one, the Torah does not list the Da'ah, and number two, the Torah lists the Ra'ah as well as the Ayah. L'chur, if we combine the list that we find in Parshas Shemini as well as the list that we find in Parshas Re'eh, then we would actually have 26 birds instead of 24 birds. This will also be a topic of the Gemara. Finally, on Amud Beis, we will see that the Gemara will come out in regard to the 24 different species of birds that are Tamei. There are actually four different categories, and as we already mentioned, the Nesher has none of the Simani Taira, is Darius, it doesn't have an Etzba Yisera, it does not have a Zefek, and Kukovona is Nein and Niklaf, then the Paris and Aznia both only have one Simon of Taira, but each of them have a different Simon of Taira. The Gemara doesn't define which Simon of Taira the Paris has, and which Simon of Taira the Aznia has. For example, if the Paris has a Simon Taira that it has an Etzba Yisera, then the Aznia may have a Zefek, but each of these two birds only has one Simon of Taira. Then one of the birds that I mentioned in the Taira, referring to the Erev, that has an additional Simon of Taira, it has two Simoni of Taira. And finally, 20 of the birds that are listed all have three Simoni Taira. And it's important to note that all 20 of these birds have the same three Simoni Taira, and they all only have one Simon of Tumah. And therefore, it's important to understand that if the Taira would have taught us that these 20 birds, that even though that they have three Simoni Taira, are still Tumah, then certainly those birds that have even fewer Simoni Taira, and for example, the Erev that only has two Simoni Taira, or the Paris Aznia that only has one Simon of Taira, or the Nesher that doesn't have any Simoni Taira, are certainly going to be Tomei, and the Taira really didn't have to list all these other species, and the Gemara will discuss this as well. And finally, before we begin, let us read Rashi on the last of the narrow lines on Daf Samach Beis and Beis, where Rashi teaches us that nowadays, Ein Oif Nechal Lano El B'Meseris Oif Shemassu Lano Avisinu B'Tar V'Shalei Masu Lano Yesh Lachosh Oif Meseris Yesh Lano Lismach K'da Amal Kaman Sh'Oif Tar Nechal B'Meseris Ayin Sham. And our Gemara now begins and quotes from Mishnah that Simoni Oif Lo Nemru, that the Torah doesn't specify the four Simonim of Taira by an Oif. The Simonim were taught us by the Chachamim, and the Gemara asked V'Loi, how can you say that this is not a Din D'Oraisa and it was only given to us by the Chachamim, but we learned to the Braisa that since the Torah specified that one of the non-kosher birds is a Nesher, so that becomes a Semel, all of the birds that will be Tar. And we continue on Daf Samach Aleph Ibn Aleph, and the Braisa teaches us that we learn from the Nesher that Ma Nesher Miyuchad She'in Lo Yetzba Yisera B'Zefek V'en Kuvani Niklaf V'Darius V'Eichel, that it's Tomei Av Kol Kiyetzi Boi Tomei, that since the Nesher has four Simoni of Tumah and doesn't have any Simoni Taira, the Torah teaches us that this bird is Tomei, but the only birds that will be Tomei are only birds that do not have any Simoni Taira. However, if it has at least one Simon Taira, then aside for the other 23 birds that are specified in the Torah that are Tomei, any other bird would be Tar. And although the Braisa will now continue and discuss the Torah which have all four Simoni Taira, however, as we will see in the Gemara, we do not learn the Dinim for other birds that should be Tar based on a Binyan Av and Ma Metzinu from the Torah, and instead we will learn it from the Nesher. And at the end of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, Gemara will explain that the only reason why the Torah mentions the Torah of Bnei Yoina is not to teach us the halachos of birds that are tar, and instead it's teaching us that the only two birds that are tar that can be brought as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash are only the Torah and Bnei Yoina. And our Braisa now continues that Torah sheyesh lan etzba yisera v'zefek v'kukavan niklaf ve'in dursim v'uchlin, that Torah have all four simoni taira, and therefore that Torah af kol kiyetsa ben Torah, and therefore any other bird that has four simoni taira are certainly going to be tar. Certainly based on the pashas of reading this Braisa, there seems to be a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, as in the Reisha it was mashma that as long as an oif has one of the simoni taira, then the oif would be tar, and then in the Seifa it's mashma that the only way that a bird is considered tar is only if it has all four simoni taira, and this will be dealt with in the Gemara. And Lemaisa Agamara's question is that how could the Mishnah state that the simoni taira are not taught us from the taira if we actually learn from the Nesher and we learn it based on one of the Yigamu Midrash HaTorah Nidreshben? Therefore, these simonim are not midrabanon and they're actually midraisa and they are taught us by the Torah. The Gemara answers on Mabaya, Loinama Purusha Midivri Torah, Elam Midivri Seferim, that certainly our Mishnah did not mean that all these simoni Torah are only taught us by the Rabbanon and they have no basis in the Torah. The Mishnah just meant that whereas by the Behemah, as well as by Dagim and Chagovim, so the Torah mentions the actual simonim and we don't have to learn it based on the Mamitzinu. However, Benegeo Ephraiz, the Torah doesn't specify the actual simoni Taira, and we actually have to learn it based on one of Yugam Midrash HaTorah Nidreshben, and it's only based on the Mamitzinu that we learn the four simoni Taira. And we've already mentioned almost everything that Rashi states, but let us read Rashi that begins at the top of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph in Diba Maschal Nesher, and Rashi states Nesher Huzku B'Tmeim, that Nesher is the first bird that is mentioned by the Tmeim, V'donim Binyan Avimenu. We learned Halacha Machlis of kosher birds from a binyan av and a ma metzinu from the nesher, and ma nesher miyuchad she'in lo echo mikol simanim alalu v'tamei af kol she'in lo echo mikol simanim alalu min nesherhu v'tamei. However, aval oiv sheyesh by echo mikol eglu would be tar v'kol shkein shnayim mishleishai kulam chutz ma'ifis hamufurashim and pasher shegzeres akasvu she'af alpi sheyesh ben siman tayra, that even though two of them have one siman tayra and one of them has two simani tayra and 20 of them have three simani tayra, that even so they are all tamei. Rashi points out that since the nesher is the only bird that has four simanim that are tamei, what does the brisa mean when it states af kol kriyetsu by is tamei? And l'chayr, there's no other bird that has four simani tuma. Rashi explains that the brisa is coming to include anything which is a min nesher and is part of the nesher family. The ein oif tamei ba'ilam el chofdal hamurim kan uchidatani al kamon. And as we will see on daf samach gemara beis, that lefikach manakasa b'tmeim, that since there are thousands of species of birds that are tar, and there are only 24 species of birds that are tamei, so therefore the Torah just lists the 24 species of bird that are tamei, and the mele, the rest of the birds in the world, will be tar. And as Rashi continues, of Hanachav Dalid Amrinon the Isbu Bekulu Simoni Taira, and 23 of these species, they all have at least one simon of Taira, Chutzmina Nesher, aside from a Nesher that doesn't have any simoni Taira. And Rashi continues, Tarim Mona Kosel with Taira, Umehen Atadon Brinya Avlakulon, the Afgad the Kashal Sefer Ratio, and even though there'll be a stira between the Sefer and the Ratio, and as we explained, that based on the Ratio, that even if a bird only has one simon of Taira, it will be Tar. Based on the Sefer, if a bird doesn't have all four simon of Taira, it would be Tomei. However, Ratio Dafka, the Sefer Lakamon, a Farish Law, the Ratio is actually Dafka, as we explained, and we will explain how to understand the Sefer a bit later. And Abai responded, Lo Nama Purusha Midivri Taira, El Midivri Seferin, as Rashi continues, Purushan, Lo Nispashua Simon of Mamish Batera, El Midimon of Turin Batarin, Vahani Snowboho, Humon and Nesha Batmain, of Abbas Simon of Malalu Hin Chalukin, Shma Mino, Hain Hain Simoni Taira, by the Taira bringing two different examples that are very different from each other. And as we already saw, that Nesha is Darius and it doesn't have Esbiasera, it doesn't have a Zephek, and Skagavona is Ainu Niklav. Meanwhile, we find the exact opposite by Tarim, that it has a reverse of these four features. And number one, it's Ainu Darius, number two, it has Esbiasera, number three, it has a Zephek, and number four, Kukavani Niklav. So therefore, it must be that these are the four Simoni Taira by birds. And our Gemara continues, Tani Rab Chia, the Rab Chia brought a Braisa that taught us, Oif HaBob B'Simon Echa Tara, L'Fish In Deimu L'Nesher, as long as a bird has one Simon of Taira, and is not one of the other 23 species of birds that are Tamei, so would be Tar, as we already learned, that is based on a Mamatzinu, that Nesher Let's Lay Klal, Hud Lay Secho, HaIkud Isle Cha Secho, that the Torah teaches us, the Nesher is Tamei, as it doesn't have any Simoni Taira. However, any other bird that has at least one Simon Taira would be Tar, would be Kosher, and Ayin Rashi, Oif HaBol Femenu B'Simon Echad, Shel Taira is Tar, and V'Kolshkein Bo B'Shnayim Ishleisha, and certainly if it has two or three Simoni Taira, that certainly would be Tar, U'Vat Shiyakim Bo Yishayinu Mesim V'Abo Aksuvim. The Gemara now is that since we saw that Turin have all four Simoni Taira, so V'Leilif Miturin, so why don't we learn the dinim of Tar birds from the Turin? We would learn a Mamatzinu, that Ma Turin de Ikukulu Abo, Afachanami Ad de Ikukulu Abo, that since we find that the Torah specifies that Turin are kosher, and we know that Turin have all four Simoni Taira, so maybe the only way that any bird species will be Tar is only if it has all four Simoni Taira. Even if it would be missing even one of the Simoni Taira, then the bird would be Tamei. However, the Gemara answers, in Cain, Shar Oifos Tmein, the Kasrachman Alamli, if we actually would learn, in order for an Oif to be Tar, it must have all four Simonim, and we would learn this from the Turin, then the Turin would not have to mention any of the 24 birds that are Tamei, or as Rashba explains, the Torah would only have to teach us that a Nesher is Tamei and not the other 23, Ayin Shom, as none of these birds have all four Simoni Taira, and therefore certainly they would be Tamei. By the fact that the Torah mentions all 24 of these birds, so it must be that even if a bird doesn't have all four Simoni Taira, that the bird could still be kosher. Therefore, the Torah had to teach us that there are birds that have Simoni Taira and are still Tamei, and Ayin Rashi, Shar Eifis Tmein Lamli, the Kasvinu, Valles Chadbuhu, the Lehevi Bay Kulu Rabba Simonim, the Hachi Aminul Kaman, the Besu Minayu Iko Gimel Simonim, Uva Eir of Train, Uva Paris of Azni, Chad Chad, as we explained in Dak Domo, and therefore we learned the Mamatzinu from from a nesher, as long as someone knows that a specific bird species is not part of the 24 bird species, then as long as it has one similar taira, then that species of bird would be tar. The Gemara will now continue and explain why we learn mamitzinu from the nesher, why we wouldn't learn a mamitzinu from any of the other bird species that are mentioned in Pasha Shmini and Pasha Re'ei. As the Gemara continues, v'nil p'nayu, how do you know that we should learn a mamitzinu from the nesher, and as long as a bird has at least one similar taira, it would be tar, but maybe we should actually learn a mamitzinu from the 20 birds that are listed as tamei, and even though they all have three simani taira, they are still tamei, therefore we should learn ma hasam tlas of lo yachlinan, that just like we find by these 20 birds, that although it has three simani taira, you could still not eat these birds, so I've called tlas of lo yachlinan, so any other time that we have a bird that has three simani taira, you would not be able to eat that bird, and kolshkein if it only had two simani taira, and certainly if it only had one simani taira, if we would learn this mamatzinu, then the only birds that would be tar are only those birds that have all four simani taira, and as the Gemara states, the kolshkein trei v'chad, and kolshkein if it has only two simani taira, or only one simani taira, and it would make sense to learn from these 20 birds, as these are roiv the birds that the Torah mentions are tamei. However, the Gemara explains, im kein, oiv the kasa rachman alamli, hashtad the islay plus leachlinan, the islay trei mibai, if it's true that even if a bird has three simani taira, that the bird is still going to be tamei. Therefore, as we already mentioned, that certainly if a bird has two simani taira, it would still be tamei. Why would the Torah actually have to mention that an oiv is tamei, as certainly we'd be able to learn this based on the mamatzinu, maduch by the 20 birds that have three simani taira, they're still tamei, then certainly the oiv, which only has two simani taira, would also be tamei. And keep in mind that certainly the Gemara could have asked that why did the Torah have to mention the paras and azdia, since they only have one simani taira, then certainly they're going to be tamei. Similarly, the Gemara could have asked that why did the Torah have to mention that a nesher is tamei if a nesher doesn't have any simani taira, therefore certainly it would be tamei. However, the Gemara will continue to go through the entire shakal v'taira and go through all the different potential mamatzinus in order to get to the end result that by the fact that the Torah mentioned a nesher, so it must be that we learn all the other oifos from the nesher. The only way that any bird that's not part of these 24 birds would be considered tamei is only if it doesn't have any simani taira. But if a bird is not part of the 24 different birds that I mentioned in the Torah that are tamei, and it has one simani taira, then that species of bird will be considered tar. And we continue on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and the Gemara points out that even though you just explained why we didn't learn a mamatzinu from the 20 birds that have three simani of taira and are still tamei, but the Gemara now continues and is for Leiluf Me'erev, that why do we learn a mamatzinu from the Nesher, and why don't we learn a mamatzinu from the Erev, and Ma Hasam Trei Loi, I've called Trei Loi, and we would have learned that just like we find B'negei Erev, that it has two simani taira, and even so it is tamei, so any bird that has two simani taira would be tamei, and the only way that a bird will be considered tar is only if it has at least three simani taira. And the Gemara explains that if the Torah meant for us to learn a mamatzinu from the Erev, then since we see from the Erev that even if something has two simani kashrus, that it still is tamei, so certainly in the case of the Paris Vaznia, where they only have one simon of taira, then certainly it would be tamei, and if so, the Torah would not have to list that the Paris and Aznia are tamei. And as the Gemara states, in Cain, Paris Vaznia, the Kasar Rachman Alamli, Hashta, the Islay Trey, Leichlinon, the Islay Chadmi Bai. And once again, the Gemara could have responded that if we learned the Mount Matzinu from the Erev, then the Torah would not have to teach us that a Nesher is tamei. Certainly, since a Nesher has no simonim of taira, then certainly it would be tamei. However, the Gemara continues with the shakal v'taira, and we'll get to that point in a moment. And the Gemara continues and asks, v'nigma v'peres v'aznia, that in a chenami, although you just proved that certainly the Torah did not want us to learn a mamatzinu, either from the Torim, or from the 20 birds that are tamei, that have three simani taira, or from the Erev, which has two simani taira. However, possibly instead of learning the mamatzinu from the Nesher, maybe we should learn the mamatzinu from the Paras and Aznia, and we would learn that just like we find by the Paras and Aznia, that although it has one simon of kashrus, it is still tamei, so too by any other bird that we find that has one simon of taira, it would be tamei. But if there would be any birds that we find that we know that are not the Paras and Aznia, and are also not the 20 other birds that are tamei, and this bird has two or more simonim of taira, then the bird would be tar. However, if there would be a bird that only has one similar taira, then that bird would not be tar, and it would still be tamei. And finally, the Gemara explains, im kein neshe de kosev rachman alamli, as hashta de isle chad leachlinon, de lesle klal mi boi, that if the taira wanted us to learn a mamatzinu from the peres vaznia, then we would already know that if there is a bird that has only one siman of kashrus, that is tamei, and certainly in a case where a bird doesn't have any simani kashrus, then certainly it would be tamei. And if so, the Torah would not have to mention that a nesher is tamei, as a nesher doesn't have any simani taira, and certainly it would be tamei. And by the fact that the Torah mentions the nesher, so it must be that the Torah did not want us to learn a mamatzinu from the peres vaznia. And based on this entire shakel v'taira, so the Gemara comes out that it must be that the mamatzinu that we're going to learn is directly from the nesher, and therefore we learn that the Torah teaches us that since a nesher doesn't have any simani taira, so therefore the nesher is tamei. And as Rashi explains, that similarly, any other bird that's similar to the nesher and is part of the nesher family that also doesn't have any simani taira would definitely be tamei. However, if someone finds a bird and they know that this bird is not one of the excluded birds in the taira and is not a peres vaznia and is not the irev and is not one of the other 20 birds that are listed in the taira that are tamei, so if it would have one siman of taira, then that bird would be tar. And as Rashi states at the top of Daf Samach Aleph and Beis, im kein de maznia be'ina lemelav lomli the kasev nesher el mid kasve shma mino leselif maznia. And as we explained, that shar oifos haboim besiman echad she'inon min peres vaznia are tar, as we learned the dinam of taira from a mamatzinu from the nesher. And as Rashi continues, the menesher telef the less leklal leisechel ha islechad achol the kolshkin treu tlasa. And that's why the Torah specifically had to teach us that there are 23 birds that are tamei, even though they have one or more simani taira. And as Rashi states, chus mezniu peres leitech shurinu b'chad va'iruv nami afagav the isle trei leisechel and b'shar eifasim mufrashim afagav the isle tlasa loy the lahachi parapu kra mishum the asu menesher leteira. That's why the Torah had to teach us specifically based on Xeris HaKosov that these would be tamei, as otherwise based on the mamatzinu we would learn from the nesher that these birds would also be tar. And our Gemara now continues and goes back to one of the points that the Gemara mentioned, as the Gemara asked the question that maybe we should have learned mamatzinu from the peres vaznia. And the Gemara is bothered that the time of the kasev rachman nesher, that the only reason why we stated that we would not learn a mamatzinu from the peres vaznia is because the Torah mentioned a nesher which has no simani taira halav achi, but if not for this response have a mina leilif min peres vaznia, then we would have had a havmina that we should learn the dinim of taira from the peres vaznia. And the only way that a bird would be kosher is only if it would have at least two simani of taira, but if it had only one simani of taira, then it would be similar to the peres vaznia and it would be tamei. However, the Gemara is bothered havalei peres vaznia shtei ksuva ban ke'echad u'shnei ksuva ban ke'echad ein melabnin, that bishleima, if the taira would have only brought one case of one of the birds that has one simani of taira, then certainly we could learn a mamatzinu from that scenario, as that is the basic way of how we learn a mamatzinu. However, since the Torah actually brought down two cases, and it brought down the case of a peres as well as the case of aznia, so l'chir, this should go into the klal of shnei ksuva bon ke'echad ein melamdin. And how could it be that we had a habmina that we would learn a mamatzinu from the peres for aznia? And the Gemara responds that the only time that we say the klal of shnei ksuva bon ke'echad ein melamdin is only where the Torah did not have to teach us both of these scenarios, as there is no chiddush of one over the other. And for example, if we have case A and case B, so the Torah really only had to tell us case A, and we'd be able to learn case B from case A based on a mamatzinu. By the fact that the Torah mentioned both case A and case B, so it must be that the Torah is telling us that we shouldn't learn anything from either one of these cases, and we wouldn't be able to learn a mamatzinu. However, the Gemara explains that Gemiri de Ikka Bahai Leka Bahai, or de Ikka Bahai Leka Bahai, that we have a Kabbalah, although it's true that both the peres and aznia have only one siman of taira, whether each one siman is different than the other one siman. And for example, if the siman of taira by a peres is that it has an etz b'yaseira, then the siman taira by the aznia would be that zesh b'zefek, or one of the other simanim. And therefore, if the taira would just teach us that the peres is tamei, so one may think that the reason why the peres is tamei, even though it has one siman of kashrus, is because it only has a shvach siman, and for example, it only has an etz b'yaseira. If the Torah would also not teach us that the aznia is tamei, so we would say that possibly Dasnia is actually kosher and is tar, since it's yesh by zefek, that may be a strongest simon of kashrus, and maybe that would be tar. And the same thought process would be relevant in the reverse scenario if the Torah would have only stated that Dasnia is tameh and would not have told us that the paris is tameh, and therefore in this case it's not considered shteksuah among kechad, and that's why the Gemara had a havmina that we would be able to learn a mamatzinu from the paris vaznia to all other oifos, and we would learn that just like the paris vaznia have one simon of tyra and are tameh, so too any other oif that only has one simon of tyra would be tameh. However, if someone finds an oif that has two or more simoni of tyra, so those oifos would be tar, and as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil, the ikka b'hai leka b'hai hilkach lav shteksu and bon ke'echoninu the mitzuch tzrichi the iksu paris have mina b'hai simona hu d'lai seichel al b'simona does nia achoil l'hachi yitzrich az nia v'ikas vaz nia paris lai asimine, as we explained v'kimin t'vayu tzrichi have a mina nail of minayu b'simon echel lai seichel, and that's why the Torah had to tell us that a nesher that doesn't have any simoni taira is also tamei, as the Gemara previously explained. And the Gemara continues and is still bothered that l'chira, how could the Gemara have a havmina that we will learn a mamatzinu from the paris vaz nia, but l'maisa it would still be shnei ksuvim abank echad, as although we just pointed out that the simon echad that is tar by the paras, not the same simon echad of taira that is found by the aznia. And with the maisa, the Torah already spoke about 20 other birds that are tamei that have three simoni taira, and it also spoke about the irev which has two simoni taira, and it would seem pashut that out of those 22 birds, one of those simonim would overlap with the simon of the paras, and one of those simonim would overlap with the simon of the aznia. We would already know that even if a bird has that simon of taira, it is still tamei, and therefore the paris and aznia are still shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad, and we should still have a klal that shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein malabnin. And as the Gemara is mechtei esim rabo ifois tameim havu, that we know that there are 24 different ifois that the Torah tells us specifically are tamei. Mechira iefsha dechad deikah bahanach leka bahani, and certainly one of the simoni taira that is either in the paris and aznia are also one of simoni taira that are found by any of the other 21 birds that have simoni taira and are still tamei, and therefore it should still be shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad and ve'im melamdin. However, the Gemara answers that your hanocha is not necessarily correct. In order to understand the cheshbin, we will call each of the simonim by a number. We will call the simoni taira simon number 1, number 2, number 3, and number 4. And the Gemara explains gemiri that we have a kabbalah the esim ba'ifos tameim havu, that there are 24 oifos which are tamei, and as we've already mentioned multiple times, v'abar simonim, there are 4 simoni taira by birds, and plus a hadri b'kulu, esrim hem shloisha shloisha, in regard to the 20 birds that we already mentioned that have 3 simonim, so all 3 simonim overlap and are all the same, and all 20 have simon number 1, simon number 2, and simon number 3, and none of them have simon number 4. And as the Gemara continues, v'trei ba'irev, and by the 2 simonim of kashrus that we know that the Erev has, those two also overlap with the other 3 simonim. And for example, the Erev may have simon number 1 and number 2, or simon number 1 and number 3, or simon number 2 and number 3, but certainly the Erev doesn't have simon number 4. Therefore, up until this point, none of the other birds had simon number 4, and that was not a simon tire that was found by any birds. And then chad b'peres v'chad b'aznia, the isa b'ha, leisa b'ha, as we mentioned, the paris and aznia each have only one simon of taira, and each one is different than the other. Ein chenami, although one of them would certainly overlap with the other simoni taira that we already saw, therefore certainly we would not be able to learn a mamatzinu from that bird, and certainly it would fit into the klal that shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ve'im melamdin. However, the one simon taira of the other bird is actually simon number 4, and we never saw a bird that had that simon and was tamei. Therefore, the Gemara had a havmina that would be able to learn a mamatzinu from that bird, and we would learn that just like we find that by that bird, there is one simon of taira, and it still is tamei. So any other bird that we find that only has one simon of taira would be tamei. To make this clearer, let us give an example, and let us say that the paras that has one simon either has simon number 1, or number 2, or number 3, and certainly that simon will overlap with one of the simonim of the other two birds, and certainly we would have the klal of shnei ksuvim abon ke'echad ein melamdin. However, the one simon of taira that we would find b'aznia is simon number 4. There is no other bird that has simon number 4,
as Siman Taira, and therefore would be able to learn the Mamitsinu from the Znia, and the opposite would be true if the Znia would be the bird that Siman Taira is either Siman 1, Siman 2, or Siman 3. So the one Siman of Taira of the Peres would be Siman number 4, and that's why the Gemara had a Havmina that we should learn a Mamitsinu from the Peres. And before we continue, let us point out that Rashi is bothered that how could we even have a Havmina that we would either learn a Mamitsinu from the Peres or from the Znia. Any bird that only has one Siman of Taira would still be Tamei. L'chari, the only thing that we should be able to learn from the Mamitsinu that any bird that has Siman number 4 will be Tamei. However, we would not be able to learn that any bird that only has either Siman number 1 or Siman number 2 or only Siman number 3 would be Tamei, as L'chari, in regard to those Simanim, the Shnei Ksuva Ban Ke'echad Ve'im Lamdin, and therefore Rashi explains in Dibur Maschil Marotem Ne'elot Minei Le'eser Oif Habar B'Siman Echad Be'ez Mikol Simanim Alalu, and we will learn that any oif that has any of the simanim would still be tamei. The Halo Yedina Ma'iniu Ahu Simana De'ichtav L'chudei L'Melef Minei, as since we don't know exactly which simin is simin number 4, which of the 4 simanim is the actual standalone simin that only is found either by the Paris or by the Znia, and therefore Misafik, any oif that has only one simin would be tamei. And as our Gemara continues, that Ma'ur Tema L'Melef Minei, that one would have a Hamina that we should learn a Mamatzinu either from the Paris or from the Znia, and therefore Kasrachman and Nesher, in order to teach us that certainly we don't make such a Mamatzinu, as if we would have a Mamatzinu, then it would be a Kolshkein, that if we just prove from the Mamatzinu that if something has one Siman of Taira, that it still could be Tamei, so certainly the Nesher that doesn't have any Simani Taira would definitely be Tamei, and by the fact that Terry writes Nesher, so that Terry is telling us that we should not learn a Mamatzinu from either the Paris or the Znia, and therefore we learn the Mamatzinu from Nesher, and we learn that Nesher Leslie Klal Hud Leseichel, at the only time that a bird is Tamei is only if it doesn't have any Simanim, just like the Nesher. However, if someone would find a bird that has at least one Siman of Taira, so as long as they know and they can define the other 23 birds that the Gzeiras HaKasev taught us, that even though they have one or more Simanim, that they would still be Tamei, so this bird that they found would be Tar. Now that the Gemara went through this entire Shakel V'Taira in order to show that we will learn a Mamatzinu Dafka from the Nesher, not from the Terim, and not from the 20 other birds that are Tamei, and not from the Erev, and not from the Paris and Aznia, the Gemara is bothered El Terim to Kasarachman Alamli. So why did Terim mention a Terim, and why did Terim have to teach us that the Terim are Tar? And since we know that Terim have all 4 Simanim of Taira, certainly Terim and Bnei Yoina are Tar. The Gemara answers Amrav Okubachama Lekarbin, that in the Chenami the Terim did not mention the Terim Bnei Yoina Benegei the Dinim of Taira. The only time that the Torah actually mentions Terim and Bnei Yoina are only in relation to Kabbanos that are brought from Oifais, and the Torah is teaching us that although a carbon that is brought from a behemoth can be brought from any behemoth, however, a carbon of Oifais has to be brought dafka from Terim and Bnei Yoina, and even though there are many other birds that are kosher and that are tar, but the Torah specifies that an Oilus Oif or Chathas Oif must be brought from Terim and Bnei Yoina and not from any other bird that is tar. Ayin Rashi at the bottom of the Amid, where Rashi is bothered that although the Gemara just explained why the Torah actually has to mention Terim, however, we should still be bothered by the Sefer of the Brisa that we saw on the top of Daf Samach Aleph from an Aleph, as after the Brisa taught us that in order for a bird to be Tamei, then it has to be similar to the Nesher and cannot have any Simani Taira, and as the Brisa stated at the top of Daf Samach Aleph from an Aleph, that Ma Nesher Miyuchid She'in Le'etz B'Yisera, and number 2, it doesn't have a Zefek, and number 3, in Kavanah Niklav, and number 4, it's Darius V'Eichel, and it's Tamei, Sa'af Kol Kiyetzibay Tamei. And then the Tana of the Brisa continued and actually tried to teach us a din from Turin, and the Brisa stated that since we find by the Turin that it has all 4 Simani Taira, Sa'af Kol Kiyetziban Turin, so all other birds that have all 4 Simani Taira would be Tar, and it's Mashma, if it would have less than 4 Simani Taira, it would be Tamei, and certainly that's against the entire Gemara. As we stated, we do not learn a Mamatzinu from Turim, and we specifically learn a Mamatzinu from the Nesher. In 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Rashi explains that in the Chenami, the Tan is not trying to teach us anything in regard to Simani Taira, da besimen echo nafkala menesher, v'cholshkein bedalid, el simana ba'alma oilon, she'elu hein Simani Taira, oizun sha nesher v'atarin chalukim ben, and the entire purpose of the Tana was in order to teach us that since we find by a Nesher that doesn't have any of these 4 called simanim. This is the prototype of a bird that is tamei, and we also find terim, which is the prototype of a tar bird that does have all four of these simanim. So it must be that these are the four simani taira that we find by bird. But in a chenami, as long as the bird would have even one of those simanim, then the bird would be tar. Before we finish, let us point out a few points from Taisis on Daf Samach Aleph from an Aleph. We already mentioned some of these points previously, but since they are on our Amid, so we will read them at this point. Ayin Taisis Diba Maschal Deris, where he brings down the Pshat of Rashi that Pirish Bekutrish Sho'iches Bitziparnov Umagbir Menakaka Mashaichal and the Kosher Rabbi Yotam that Filu Betanagoylus Isakain. We know that even chickens and hens do so, and we know that Tanagoylus is kosher. Therefore, Rabbi Yotam explains that when the Gemara speaks about the simon of Deris, that it refers to a bird that seizes its prey in its claws and begins to eat from its flesh even before it dies. And as Taisis states, Mufarash Rabbi Yotam, that it's Deris Va'ichel Mechayim Ve'inim Mamtin La Achetomos Kahi De Perik Elo Evrin. And as we learn in Maseches Pesachim, Hamasias Bitel Am Oretz Kilo Kaifasel Lefnei Ari, as Ma'ari Deris Va'ichel Ve'inim Mamtin Achetomos. And similarly, Afab Oretz Makul Boyel Ve'inim Mamtin Achetispayis Ayin Shom. And also Ayin Ban Taisis in Dibur Maschel Ma'hosim Tlosav V'le'achlinon. Taisis bothered that just like the Gemara is by the Mamatino of Paris Vosnia, the Lechirish Neksu Abon Ke'echod Ve'im Lamdin, certainly in the case of the 20 different Oifais that have three simonim, and we just explained that all three simonim are the same, so certainly it would be a case of Shtei Ksivu Abon Ke'echod Ve'im Lamdin. And as Taisis points out, Havim Matzal Shnue, the Havale Yutes Ksivu Abon Ke'echod, who, as we explained, that there are 20 psukim Abon Ke'echod and Ve'im Lamdin. Taisis explains, Ela Da'adifa Komishani, that the Gemara had a better teretz, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.